We continue our discussion with this week in Hilchos Muktzah. Last week we spoke about the kli shemalachto leisur, which we said is not a muktzah item. It's a kli, it's a vessel. It has a primary use and a secondary use. Its primary use is a malacha. So we spoke about a pen, we spoke about a hammer, has a secondary use perhaps, and therefore that can be moved l'tzoruch gufo for its purpose, to use it for its secondary non-malacha purpose, l'tzoruch makomo if it's in the way. This week we'll speak about the category, probably the largest category of muktzah, and that's muktzah machbas gufo, something that is inherently muktzah. That's not a kli, that's generally not a vessel. Things that fall into this category are many. Money falls into this category. Leaves, branches, rocks, and even things that are a little bit more common that maybe we're not kicking around outside, but at the table. Let's say I finish eating grapes, and I've left the little branch. I finish eating pistachio nuts. I'm left with the shells. I have peels of certain things that are sitting on the table. So these are also muktzah machmas gufo. And in this category, as in most categories of muktzah, we're not permitted to move them at all. So what are we supposed to do in these types of situations? We certainly have pits and shells and peels and things like that sitting on the table. What are we supposed to do? So the general consensus is that we have the right to put a lot of these items into the category of what's called graf shel re'i. Literally, it means a bedpan. The halacha is, let's say there's a dirty diaper. A person is permitted to take this outside because the house smells and it's disgusting to people. Something that's offensive, whether it has an offensive odor or just makes people uncomfortable. So we're permitted to move that. That was a special dispensation the rabbis gave, since muktzah anyway is a din d'rabbanan. The rabbis gave a special leniency in cases of graf shel re'i. So many things can fall into this category. Rav Moshe actually writes in Igros Moshe in Chelek Ches that this actually is very subjective. Something that's certain people who are more sensitive, more delicate, would find certain things to be offensive. Just shells and peels sitting on the table may fall into that category. If that's the case, then we're permitted to move them even directly and put them in the garbage. Obviously, it'd be better if we can. It would be preferred if we won't move them directly with our hands. Let's say a person is eating something. He knows he's going to spit out the pit, so he should put it on the plate. The plate he carries into the kitchen, and he dumps everything in the garbage. This way, he didn't move the muktzah directly. He moved it indirectly. Even better would be if there's something on the plate that's non-muktzah. So we could argue that he's moving the plate for the non-muktzah item that's sitting on there. We may speak about bones and things like that, which are typically sitting on the plate as well, which may be in a different category of muktzah called nolad, maybe for another time. But this brings us to the next question, which is, I now dumped everything in the garbage, can I move the garbage? Is garbage something that can be moved on Shabbos? So generally speaking, we look at the garbage, there are many, many items in the garbage that are not muktzah. But many poskim claim that even plastics and plastic bags and other items that I'm not planning to use anymore may actually fall into the category of muktzah machmas gufo, and we could argue that most of the things in the garbage may actually be muktzah, and we should not be moving the garbage on Shabbos. So there is a heter. The Shmir Shabbos writes that if a person, let's say, really finds the garbage offensive, he says, v'chein pach ashpa, not only if it has a bad smell, but v'chein pach ashpa beisish in ismalei, v'ein lo od pach ashpa acher, sheyuchal eshtamish, I don't have another garbage, the garbage is full. Mutal hariko, we can empty it out, mishum kvod avrios, obviously if there's an eruv in the community, according to this, we can take it outside. Other poskim take issue with that. If it's ideal, if we can, to try not to take out the garbage if you don't have to. I have a large garbage. It should be emptied before Shabbos so that when Shabbos begins, we really don't need more than one garbage. Obviously, Yontif a little bit more complicated, a couple of days of Yontif. But if we can, to try to avoid moving that. The heter to move it, of course, again, is this graf shel re'i. It falls into the category of something that's offensive or repulsive, and therefore, in that circumstances, would be able to move it. Wish everyone a good Shabbos.